Section 4, other information. What other information do we need before we can make a start on the P11Ds? I recommend that you review the P11Ds that were submitted for 2009-10 to be able to identify what has been reported previously, and hopefully we can avoid missing something obvious. My advice has always been to maintain a permanent P11D, PSA or tax file, which should be kept under review and regularly updated. Check any dispensation, as I said earlier. Confirm that it is relevant and valid and decide what can be excluded, but also look for any specific exclusions from the dispensation. For example, costs of overseas trips when accompanied by a spouse or partner will still have to be reported on the P11D. If you find that the only items reported last year were company cars and or medical insurance benefit, it should be fairly straightforward. I've already discussed contacting whoever we must to obtain details of car list prices, etc., and we should establish from the same source, perhaps, details of any company car changes. People changing their cars, people getting additional cars, people having their cars removed. Do we need payroll information from the payroll bureau or from a bookkeeper or someone else who does the payroll, such as the amounts made good, repaying company loans, paying part of the cost of a benefit, such as medical benefit? Whenever we need to obtain information from a third party, we must give them sufficient notice. I always recommend giving them a copy of what they provided last year, because this will make it easier for them to identify where they will find the information and exactly what we want of them. One of the more time-consuming aspects for employers that do not have a PLMD dispensation will be to analyse expenses and petty cash claims. Also, don't forget company credit cards and anything that might have been paid through the purchasing system, for example, hotel, travel, etc. costs. We must remember that HMRC employer compliance officers will review those records when they come calling, so let us not miss anything. We should remind employees to submit their March expenses promptly, and as I've already said, what about their mileage records?